Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 3, 2024. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, water wearing away stone, a metaphor for the persistent pursuit of unity. I received a complaint by Amir on social media, who wrote the following: "The more you call for unity and good relations, the worse it gets. And yet, you continue and continue. Don't you see that nothing is working? I would like to ask Amir back, what should I do? Does he suppose that I should simply get tired and say that it is enough already? I cannot get tired because every day I see more and more development of evil, the human ego that wants to enjoy at the expense of others, in our world. And the more the ego grows without applying an intention to love, bestow and positively connect upon it, the more humanity suffers. You might argue that if the ego just keeps growing, then we should simply let it grow and leave the generation alone, especially considering that the more I call for unity, the worse it gets. But this is no reason to stop everything and walk away. I make no evaluation as to whether the world gets better or worse. I simply know that I must continue spreading the teaching of nature's laws and the need for positive human connection, which we come to understand from learning those laws. I see no option of becoming disappointed and leaving this work. I simply must continue." Amir's complaint, however, is that people's ears and hearts are shut to the message of unity, so any effort to spread such a message dissolves like water in sand. Everything, however, has its history, its beginning and end, and I thus hope that there will be an end to this period of accumulating suffering that humanity is currently in. There is a saying that water can wear away stone, drop by drop. That is how it works. I simply must continue, and to do so against human reason, which complains and argues that such efforts are fruitless. When intention matches action. Question: how can I check the correctness of my intention? Answer: usually, this check occurs when we perform an action, add an intention to it, and see from the result that the intention coincides with the action. For this, we deserve a blessing. Question: if there is a result at the end, then the intention is correct. But how can we avoid deceiving ourselves in the process of acting? Answer: there is no way to do that. You must complete the entire action, and only after its completion, see the result and understand whether you have fulfilled the commandment or not. Commandment, mitzvah, comes from the word instruction, tzivui, which means an instruction from the Creator. Question: what internal checks can we use to ensure that the actions of keeping the commandments are not superficial but contribute to spiritual growth? Answer: this is clear from what we are studying. Everything that concerns coming closer to the friends, connecting, and turning to the Creator are positive and necessary actions. Everything else, as a rule, are negative actions. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 16, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. And you shall keep your souls. Why develop trepidation in ourselves? Question: if you understand that there is fear of the Creator, but there is no trembling, what can turn this animal fear into trepidation of not bringing contentment to the Creator? Answer: or, fear that I cannot bestow everything to the Creator, that I am not so connected with my friends to connect also with the Creator. This is what we must check and develop. Question: if you feel that connection with the friends seems sufficient, would everything work automatically? Answer: this happens on purpose so that you develop even more trepidation and fear that you will not have the right attitude toward your friends and the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 11, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Joy with trembling. How to expand the vessel of bestowal? Question: you say the upper light affects us and expands our kelim, vessels. But my vessels are in my friends, so it turns out that I can only ask for mutual inclusion through self-nullification. Is this how one can think of expanding the vessels? Answer: think in whatever way is more convenient for you, and the Creator will arrange everything. The upper light performs thousands of actions every moment, so focus not on how it is done, but on the fact that you want to attract the light. Question: what does the Ten gain from praying for other Tens, all of Bnei Baruch, and the whole world? Is this the formation of vessels of bestowal? Answer: yes, this expands the vessels of bestowal. Through praying for everyone, you primarily help yourself. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 13, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Rewarded, I Will Hasten It. Questions about spiritual work, 87. Question: are different worlds different degrees of our desires? Answer: no, different worlds are different degrees of attainment of the Creator by souls. Question: can we assume that, due to our connection in the group, we can come to the sixth sense organ and feel everything the same way? Answer: I would not say that. The fact is that when we begin to feel the Creator, it becomes clear to us that each of us receives his portion of attainment. Question: the greatest pleasure that we can give to the Creator is the realization that he intended to bring us contentment. What kind of work is it when we get incorporated into his plan? Answer: then we bring contentment to him, us, and all creation together. Question: is it possible to share your attainments with a friend? Answer: it is better not to. Question: let us say the friends are trying to create a common clee to enlarge it. How can I strengthen their desire with my prayer? Answer: join them, strive to help, and wish them success in everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson on February 21, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam All the Worlds. Sacrifice everything that prevents connection with the Creator. Question: egoism is growing, and it is acutely felt. It seems that we do not see an opportunity to gain a foothold over it, but on the contrary, everyone is looking for a convenient place to hide from it. How can we convey to the Ten that we do not need comfort, but effort against egoism? It is getting very hard for us. Answer: it becomes difficult for you because you are not working on connection with each other. But as soon as you reach it, you will immediately feel that your connection can only be based on the fact that everyone sacrifices everything that prevents your unity with your friends and with the Creator. At the same time, you do not have to feel a lot of despair. Self-sacrifice can be joyful, because you are ready to annul those qualities that do not allow you to reach the Creator. Moreover, by performing this action, you receive the energy of the light of Hasidim, which gives you strength. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 18, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Labor. The commandments are the desires of the Creator. Question: should a person, as he approaches the Creator, come to the understanding that he would perform the commanded actions even without instructions from above? Answer: no, without instructions from above one would not have fulfilled the commandments. These instructions prompt a person to take spiritual actions because the commandments are the desires of the Creator, which he commanded to people. Question: must a person feel himself what actions are commanded to him? Answer: no, he gets knowledge about them from the primary sources. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 16, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam And You Shall Keep Your Souls. Excite the Creator with requests. Question: we united and felt how important it was to raise the importance of the Creator and be in unity. But this feeling keeps getting weaker. We are losing what we had gained. How can we strive for more together, not individually? Answer: try, but it comes very slowly. The Creator is waiting for you to achieve unity. That is exactly why He takes pleasure in giving you bigger and bigger tasks to unite you in your desire. Excite the Creator with your prayers so He deals with your questions and does not move away from you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 13, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Rewarded, I will hasten it. Launch the common system of the universe. Question: each of us, as a particle of one spiritual system, must launch it separately from our perception, right? Answer: yes, it is different for everyone. For example, you do not see it yet, but I feel it in a certain form, and some people feel it clearly and explicitly. Question: how do you run this system? Answer: this is a sensory system. It is in me, inside. I feel it. Comment: you once explained one cannot fully influence the entire system. My response: I can influence it only to the extent that I think and act kindly, and only at the level I am with my corrected, altruistic, and selfless powers. That is the only way. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. 1 Desire, January 6, 2012.